We give you glory now. We give you praise. Because you're worthy to be praised. There's nobody like you. You God alone. You need nobody. But we need you every second of our life. Thank you for everything. The ups and the downs, the good and the bad, even the friends and the enemy. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for this program. Thank you for those who had to leave, bless them, and those who perform and sing. Now, Lord, we pray that you will let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our deep preachers and deacons and all of God's children. God is so good to us. And we don't really thank him like we ought to thank him. We really can't pay him for what he done. We're in an everlasting debt that we can't pay out. Never let the devil jibe you that you're doing too much for Jesus. Amen. Never. You'll thank you going too far. But Jesus done something that nobody ever could do for us. He died on the cross for our sins. That's what we got to look at, for our sins. Give me about 15 or 20 minutes and we'll let you go. It's going to be about 12 o'clock, but we get out. And just let me say this right here. If you got your Bibles, those who have a Bible, there's a scripture that got next to me years ago. And Romans 5 and 6. Romans 5 and 6. It'll let you know that when you feel like you something, I find out God died for the nothings. Died for the nothings. Romans 5 and 6. For when we, all of us, was yet, means still, without strength, in due time, Christ, everybody say Christ, died for the ungodly. Ungodly is good for nothing. He died not for holy folks, but ungodly folks. That means you ought to love him. That means we ought to love him. We ought to love him. I don't believe that we will never fully understand the cross. Just for a few moments, we will talk about what has Christ done for you. What have Christ done for you? What have Christ done for you that you think you deserve it? That you could go to a Christ and tell him, I worth more than what you done. When we were yet without strength, Christ died for the nobodies. In other words, we were nothing but junk. When we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. And we think we're hitting on something. He gave his life for the nothings. We didn't worth nothing. We was, watch this. We was heaven garbage. Ungodly is heaven godly garbage. On our way to the dump, Christ died for somebody like you, Jesse. Somebody like me. Ain't good for nothing.
Mama.
How can we do too much for Christ?
All right.
For what he already have done for the nobodies.
Go with it, Reverend. Go with it.
On our way to the dump. Down in hell, Christ looked at us and had mercy and pity on us. Somebody had to pay a debt to keep us from going to hell.
All right. Amen.
And the Son of God volunteered. And say, I'll go. We owe him everything. When you look at this, when we was unable to free ourselves from sin and its consequences, look what Christ died for. Not holy peoples, not righteous peoples, but the ungodly, the helpless, the hopeless, the sinful, miserable, poor and wretched, wicked, unholy, unthankful, because we could not save ourselves and could not make ourselves no better. No better. Oh boy. Salvation. Everybody say salvation.
Salvation
seems like a burden to Christians today. We was burdened. But since Christ done stepped in, he took our burdens.
You're right.
Yes,
he did.
When we was a nobody on the map, Christ made us somebody.
Right. Go ahead.
We take our salvation too lightly.
Amen.
The price was so high, couldn't nobody pay for it, but God.
Yes, sir.
price was too high for anybody else to try to pay for it.
Yes.
Can't you see Christ looking down on us? Said, they don't worth nothing. I'm going to send my son to make something out of them. That's the reason you ought to do all you can for Christ. Because God gave all he had for us. What is too much for Christ? What is too much for Christ? For what he done for us. Everybody said nothing.
Nothing.
The way Christ looked at us, we wasn't nothing. Ungodly is nothing but sin. He died for the ungodly. We couldn't even help our own selves. We didn't have no strength to do nothing. Even the Jews, God Almighty, had made the temple of God a den of thieves. The temple that was built for him, the worship in, but they have took and made that a den of thieves. He come to die for folks like that. We was spiritually dead. On our way to hell and didn't know it. I know folks don't like it, but watch this. When you look at it, again, we was heaven garbage.
All right.
That's right. We was heaven garbage.
Right.
Adam and Eve messed up in that garden. We become heaven garbage.
Yeah. All right.
Wasn't good for nothing but to be in the lake of fire.
Yes, that's it.
But the mercy of God.
Right. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
Thank God, but God.
Yeah. All right.
In due time.
You're right.
In his own time, came and died for Christ. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Amen.
What is too much for God?
What
you got hid back you don't want God to have, he's supposed to have. Just suppose he had kept his best.
Reverend.
Just suppose he could have sent you Gabriel. Gabriel couldn't get you back to heaven.
That's right.
All right. Michael couldn't get you back to heaven. But I robbed my safe.
All right. Uh-oh.
Can I say it like that?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I robbed my safe. I had some pretty good fellas around my safe, but I went in my safe and pulled out my best for heaven garbage. Heaven garbage. We was on our way to hell.
Yes.
But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
We take our salvation too lightly.
Amen.
For what God done for us. We always, Lord have mercy, want to give God the scrapper of us.
All right.
The leftovers.
Yeah.
Just suppose he could have got the leftovers.
All right.
But he got his what?
Yes. Amen.
He robbed his safe. No wonder John fixed it that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We need to understand about Jesus and his cross. We don't read it enough. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, when we look at the cross, it's the beauty of love for mankind. Although he suffered, bled, and died, but it was beauty. God beauty for us. It was love in that he died for the nobodies. Thank God for Jesus. I ain't trying to make you feel bad, but all of us come short. But what you think too much for God? Well, think now. I want you to think. Think. What is too much for Jesus for what he done for you? Think now. Think. Well, I'll get tired. Well, he got tired too. Got tired. He got tired many times.
Yes, sir.
He got burdened too.
Yes.
But he still loves us. That's why you ought to do all you can for Jesus while you can. We can't pay him back.
You're right.
Ain't no way to pay him for what he done for us when we were nobody on our way to hell. But yesterday we gave his son that we may live. What is too much for Christ? When we were yet without strength, the devil said, come here. Watch this now. I want you to get this thing. Come here. Steal that car. I don't steal nothing. I ain't talking to steal this stuff. Steal this car. He ain't got no what? Strength. Well, I go on. You got to do it because you ain't got no strength. But thank God for Jesus, we got some strength now. The devil can't make me do nothing now because I got power over the devil now. You don't have to compromise with him.
All right.
Because I got power through Jesus Christ, our Lord. On my own, we can't do nothing. But I can do what? All things through Christ. Which what? Strengthen me. When we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, most everybody know Jesus died. But everybody don't know what he died for. God Almighty. The devil don't want you to know what he died for. He wants to be ignorant of that. Jesus died, but he didn't stay dead. I can put it like this. Jesus died, but he's not dead.
All right, that's right.
Isn't that right, Jesse? See, he died, but he was not dead. He's not dead. He really, literally died. But he's still not what? Dead.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, boy. Personally, it's up to you what you want to do with it, but personally, I know he lives. If he was dead, I wouldn't be standing here right now trying to preach, but I know he lives.
Amen.
And when you know he lives, and he lives in you, Paul said, I can do what? All things through Christ, which what? Strengthened me. But when we were yet without strength, he what? Died for the ungodly.
All right, Pastor. All right.
I'm not boasting, but I'm not ungodly now.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
I'm not ungodly. Why, Reverend Walker? I've been washed.
Yes, sir.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
It's a strange thing, blood, but you come out white.
All right.
Talking about a miracle, God worked a miracle for us. And we got to understand it, what he done for us. We take salvation so lightly. I'm trying to make it. When Christ came in your life, you made it. You just don't got stalled a little bit. I dare you to keep on moving your leg. Keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Find out yourself. You have made it over. You can't let the devil stall you. Lord Almighty, we take what God done on that cross too lightly. Bless his holy name, God Almighty. Got me 2 more minutes. But he took your place. Don't you never get there. Look at the name, say, he took my place. God Almighty. Look at Barabbas. Look at Barabbas. Crucify Jesus. Release Barabbas. Crucify the Savior. But release Barabbas. Can I say it like this, y'all? When he released Barabbas, he was a real killer, a robber, whatever he was. Murder. Can't you see him going downtown? Probably had a drink in a long time. Got to the store and the fella probably know him, you know. Barabbas, I thought you voted down on the cross today. Look what Barabbas told him. It was a man named Jesus took my place. Was this and that, but just like Barabbas,
yes,
we were some of the Barabbas.
You're right. You're right.
When you came out your mother womb, you were what? Some kind of Barabbas.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
When you came out your mother womb, you weren't holy and righteous.
Amen.
You was ungodly because of what Adam and Eve done in the garden.
Amen.
But thank God you are his son now.
Amen.
By his strength, we are what? Healed. Take salvation too lightly.
All right.
Trying to make it, you take it too lightly.
All right.
Bless his holy name. So he took your place. Always remember you were bought with the price. Oh boy. Wasn't no gold. It was blood. It was God's precious blood. Blood that washed us clean. Blood that ran down from his brow. Blood that made us whole. God Almighty, we were bought with blood. That's a strange thing, ain't it? Bought with blood. Nobody else's blood can buy us. It had to be pure blood. No flaws about it, no kind of way. It had to be God's blood. But washed us clean. White as snow. Not only that, we just got through. We, because of what Jesus done on the cross, we are in an everlasting debt. To God. An everlasting debt to God. Hey, you cannot get out of prison. You're on your way to hell. And God said, I'm going to take him in. I'll pay for it. You in debt to God. You in debt to Jesus. Well, if you in debt, when are you going to pay it? Huh? If somebody owe you a big deal or something, won't you go at him? Huh? But here God said we are in his debt. A debt you cannot pay out. How
How can you pay for your life? You can't go in your pocket and give them 100,000. It don't work like that. It was blood. It was holy and righteous blood. We take it too lightly. Take our salvation too lightly. Bless his holy name. Not only that, I'm running now. He took your place. He took your place. It's supposed to be us dying. Christ didn't do nothing wrong. We the one wrong. Ungodly can't relieve ungodly. Because it's ungodly. He was godly. Blood was godly. That's what paid for our sin. And paying back. We got an everlasting debt to Jesus Christ. Watch this. Don't you never, please don't. I'm trying to help you. Don't you never feel like when you're doing something for Jesus, you done too much.
Amen.
Mama.
Don't you never let the devil get in your mind and think that. What is too much for Christ? You can't give him too much stuff. Everything belongs to him. That money in the bank, that's his money.
Amen.
You're supposed to be paying some tithe. You ain't paying no tithe.
All right.
That's his money.
Amen.
He can come rob his own. It's his money.
Right.
If you don't give it to him, guess what? He'll make some kind of way where to get gone some kind of way. Amen. Everything belongs to him. Amen. You've been bought with the price. He bought you and everything you had. God Almighty. What is too much for God? What have Christ really done for you? He took your place. Just about through now. I ain't never through, but y'all, I ain't gonna get through, but watch this. It's one thing about what we got to understand is about when Christ died on that cross. God Almighty. Look at it, from east to west. The cross is made like that, from east to west. North to south, cross up and down. He died for everybody. Regardless of who you are, where you come from, he died for you because he loved you. And if he loved you, look like we ought to love what? Him! We got to get the understanding of the cross. The cross. Watch this. I'm going to let you go to right now. Get up just a minute. I'm going to use you a minute. Y'all, visitor, y'all just don't know. I use my preachers a lot of time. Now, see, now, the more you, I'm going to let you be Jesus today. And stand right there, Jess. Stand right there. Stand right there. Now, that's Jesus right there. Now, the closer I get to him, guess what? I'm going to see me.
All right. Yes,
sir. All right. See, we don't study the Bible. Like, see, the closer I get to Jesse, I'm in Jesus now. The closer I get to Jesse, I'm going to see nobody but me.
All right. Right.
Watch this now.
All right.
You got to get. That reason folks don't like to read the Bible because they don't want to see them.
All right. That's right. Amen.
See, he the light of the world.
All right.
And when you're way off in the dark, you can't see all them bugs on you.
All right.
You think you're all right?
Yeah.
Well, I go to church. You never go to church.
Uh-huh.
But the closer you get to the light,
yes, sir.
He's the light of the world.
Amen.
I get to see him myself.
Yeah.
Well, I know I had that on me. Yeah. See, the closer I get to him, see, he's the light of the world.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the light.
All right.
All that stuff was on me.
Uh-huh. Mm.
That's when you start seeing yourself, the closer you get to Jesus.
All right.
That means folks don't like to study the Bible. To show you who you are. And you don't want to see your real self. Just let him take the cover. everybody.
Amen.
When you get close to Jesus, you ain't gonna do but see more of you.
All right. Amen.
Okay, Jesse, thank you. Now watch this. Watch this now. Watch Isaiah.
Yeah.
Mm. Isaiah said, when I saw the Lord,
right.
He looked at himself.
Yes,
he said, go up high and lift it up.
Uh-huh.
Train filled the temple.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when he really saw God,
uh-huh.
God Almighty,
yeah.
He said, woo, look at me, I'm undone.
That's right.
My mouth is messed up.
Yeah.
I'm a lying mouth.
Yeah.
When he really saw God.
Yeah.
When you really read the Bible take the cover off of us.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
The closer you get to Jesus, the more you're going to see yourself undone.
Yeah.
That means folks don't like to come to church. They don't want to see themselves undone.
Right.
How in the world you going to get better? You don't want to help yourself.
All right.
That's right.
I'm finna close when I say this. I'm going to let you go now. Watch this. I'm cutting this message.
Yeah.
Watch this. Somebody, I'm cutting it now. Somebody, I'm talking to right now, need to go back and get Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, boy. Don't go in next year. Without Jesus.
All right.
Don't go in next year without Jesus. And watch this. When Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem to take the little boy, they go every year for the Passover.
Yeah.
They carry Jesus with him, he's 12 years old. When a Jewish boy gets 12 years old, they take him to the feast of the Passover. They took him to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And when they took him to Jerusalem, you know, he with the other boys, you know, and playing around there, however. But they went to the temple, but that's where he stayed.
Uh-huh.
In the temple.
Yeah.
They forgot him.
Yeah.
They took off, went a day's journey, on their way back to Nazareth, their house.
Yeah.
But when he got ready to go to sleep or go to bed or get the thing ready for eating, where's Jesus? Where Jesus?
All right.
Joseph, you saw Jesus? He worked with them other boys. I read him. I don't know where. Where Jesus?
All right.
They was in the camp hollering, where Jesus?
Yes, sir.
You go on that cone, I go over here.
Yep.
And Jesus and that's all the boys. Jesus over there? No. Jesus over there? No. Where Jesus?
Amen.
They trying to go home without Jesus.
Amen.
You'll never make it without Jesus.
Amen.
They went a day's journey. They came back
uh-huh.
to the temple.
That's right.
The temple was that place they went.
That's
when
right.
they went back looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
They saw little groups of boys playing out there. Hitchcock and whatever, and old shooting marbles, playing ball or whatever. He's not there. The last place was the temple. And that's where he was. Talking to lawyers, doctors. Of the law.
Right.
He was knocking them off their feet.
Yes,
the first thing you said, he was hard-headed. When he got there, they found him. Where you been? You know, and watch this now. Mary was a good mother. Don't get me wrong now. But she didn't know who she was carrying.
All right. No,
she didn't fully understand. This was God she was carrying, but.
All right.
And when they got there, they saw him talking to the lawyers and doctors, and he knocked them off their feet.
Right.
12 years old, know some stuff more than we know.
Right.
He kept them there 3 days.
Right.
He was right there 3 days. He wasn't hard-headed. It was just where they left him.
That's right.
Mama.
Lord. That's where they left him.
Yeah.
He was a little boy.
Yeah.
But this was God.
Yes, sir.
They were asking questions they never heard in their life. They got the answers.
Yeah.
Talking about Moses, Exodus, how to spread the Red Sea. They looked down telling us everything.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't even get sleep 3 days, 3 nights. Because they heard said something they never heard in their life.
Yes.
They were talking to God.
Yes.
But the story is this right here. They were trying to go home without Jesus.
All right.
They came back and found Jesus. You can't make it back home without Jesus. Somebody need to go back and get Jesus. He the way back home. Realize what he come here for. To get us. He come at us. Adam and Eve messed us up and couldn't get us back. God sent Jesus back at us. He the only way to get you back home. Know what salvation, know what the cross is all about. And if you without Christ, I'm cutting my message, but that's all right. Know you're not saved. Don't go into next year lost.
Amen.
And some of us just don't left him. Just like they forgot him. Go back and get him. Wherever you go back and get Jesus.
Amen.
You're going to need him.
Amen.
When everything else lets you down, you're going to need him.
Amen.
Money can't help you when you need him. Friends can't help you when you need him. Can't nothing help you when you need nobody but yourself. Got to go back and get him.
Amen.
They came back and got Jesus. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Paul was saying, what are you saying? We were nothing. God died for heaven garbage. I mean, heaven, ungodly is heaven garbage. He died that we may live. Somebody may need to give their life to Christ. Don't try that. Wait. The devil, if anybody in here lost, the devil talking to you right now. But God talking to you too, through me. You don't know when your last day. You don't know when God gonna call you home. I'm young. Young folk dying too. Matter of fact, you're dying faster than all folks. But the main thing is this, if I die, I know where I'm going. Jesus went back to prepare a place for us. And he said, if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Bless his holy name. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Don't be ashamed. Please don't. Don't be ashamed. If you don't give your life to Christ, we don't know what this year holds. We're all holding it right now. You don't know what it holds for you. I'm saved. I'm not boasting, but I'm saved by his grace.
Yes.
And if anybody say, if all of us say, it's by his grace. Now, if you need to give your life to Christ, you ought to come right now. Somebody won't come by Christian experience or by letter, but if you're lost, give your life to Christ. You're going to need him. You may be doing well, may be doing fine, but you're going to need Jesus. If you without Jesus, I'm going to be frank, tell you the truth, won't mean no harm. You are ungodly. You are ungodly. He died because of what he done. I'm not ungodly now. Because the blood of Jesus have washed me clean. Not boasted, it's just a strip. That's all. I'm saved. Will there be another one? Don't be ashamed. You got to meet him one day. You got to meet him. Everybody in the world got to meet Jesus. You got to catch him on this side. Because after this life is over, your life is over in a sense of giving your life to him. But you'll be on living somewhere forever. Not in heaven. You've got to get him on this side. Will there be one?
gonna give your life to Christ. Just give me 1 minute. We're gonna have altar prayer. We're going home. Reason, Secretary. Bless your heart.
Pastor, we have one coming on Christian Experience.